Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Christopher. With world-renowned psychic, spiritual teacher, and healer, Christopher Reburn. Visit Christopher on his website at www.reburn.org to schedule a private reading with him, view tour schedule, his spiritual audio CDs, and much more. Whether you are a spiritual beginner or a spiritual warrior, Conversations with Christopher is geared towards your continued spiritual learning and development. And now, please welcome Christopher Reburn.
Hello, friends. Thank you for being here. Christopher Reburn here. And thank you for being here on a very special day. A historical day here for us at Conversations with Christopher. And I know everybody at Team Christopher is definitely celebrating today. Thank you for joining us for our farewell show here on Blog Talk Radio. Lots of stuff. Oopsie daisy. Okay. Lots of stuff to talk about today. Really, I'm so glad to celebrate this day with all of you. And I know that there's some of you who are quite sad that the show is ending, but we've got a great, brand new, unbelievably amazing show coming in the wings. That's not the name of the show, by the way. We have to have a little humor today, friends, because this is about celebration. This is about almost 15 years having a really great show, you know, and it's never easy when anybody wants to change something, especially when so many of you are used to the podcast. But the great thing is that we'll be able to see each other on the YouTube show. You'll be able to see me on video, you know, and there's just a lot more learning. When you can see somebody trying to teach you on video, I think it's a lot stronger than on the phone, you know, because you've just got that connection. So we're really going to have a lot of fun with our new show. Lots of stuff to talk about today to celebrate our 15 years, almost 15 years. Some of you have sent in some questions about the show and some really interesting questions, which we're definitely going to talk about and answer some of those questions. Really, the questions that some of you have emailed in, that's pretty much what I'm going to base the show on and around today. So somebody wanted to know why goodbye, why now? Well, this really isn't a goodbye. This is just the ending of this show. You know, this was our very first show. And I remember it very well when we started it. It was only supposed to be, I didn't really know what it was supposed to be. I expected to go live for half an hour, and that's it. You know, I didn't expect it to be a weekly, or back in the day, some of you may remember when we used to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows. The schedule was so crazy. How we made it through all that, no one knows. It's just been such a blessing to me to have so many of you, to be able to come into so many of your homes, so many of your iPods, iPads, computer, you know, other devices. Some of you have sent me some really colorful stories of how you listen to the shows and the podcast. Some of you listen at the gym. Some of you listen on your way home. You know, and none of that has to stop. The only change is we're going from Blog Talk to YouTube, and you'll be able to see me, which may not be really much of a pleasure for a lot of you, but it certainly is for a few of you. And it's going to be so much fun. So we're not saying goodbye. We're just hanging up our hat for Conversations with Christopher and starting an exciting new show on YouTube. I mean, this show is almost 15 years old. It's incredible. I've kind of grown up on this show in a matter of speaking, you know, because this show was launched just a couple of years after our website was launched on the internet. And wow, have we grown since then. So just a big thank you, a big, big thank you to all of you for listening, whether you're new to the show, or if this is your first show or your 500th show, I'm just so grateful that you've been there for so long. We have wonderful numbers in terms of repeat listeners and stuff, which is really a deep honor, because most of the people that listen, they come back and listen again and again and again and again. And the show has really helped me become it's helped me to know my geography a little bit better, because I get the reports. I see where all the listeners are, whether there's 1,000 or one listener in one little teeny city or one little country or one little village of a place I've never heard of before, you know. So thank you to everyone, wherever you are, and however you found out about the show, however you found out about me, I'm so grateful that you did. And I hope this show has offered some help to you in the time that we've been on the air. And we've been on the air so long because of you. If there wasn't listeners, then there would be no reason to do this, you know. So I'm very grateful to the opportunity that this show has given me, you know, to be able to, you know, those of you know, I don't like flying. I don't like, you know, being away from home for too awfully long. I'm just not one of those people that likes to go on tour like some other people out there, because those tours are just really classless fundraisers and nothing more than that. Those are just putting money in the people's pockets. It's a really shady business, the lecture circuit. And I'm very grateful that I really didn't get too involved with that. Looking back, I'm glad I said no to quite a few of the opportunities that I did. When something doesn't feel right, you know, you're not supposed to go with it. You're supposed to go against it. One of the things that I'm so proud of about this show is 90% of the topics were always voted by you. The listeners always sent us whatever I asked, and it was quite often. Because when you've had a successful show on the air for that long, you kind of run out of topics. Sad but true. And I don't like repeating topics. You know, I know whenever I ask, okay, what do you want me to talk about? I'll always get requests for angels, always get requests for spirit guides. But, you know, again, I've talked about that so much. You know, I just didn't want to keep resaturating the same thing over and over and over again. And our new show on YouTube will be quite fun, because we will be talking not just about spiritual and paranormal topics, but we will dive deep into some really important topics. You know, why are the glaciers melting? You know, we're really going to do a lot of investigative journalism. You know, we're going to ask some really hard questions of some pretty hard people. So we're not interested in doing any kind of a political platform, but we're not going to just talk about love, light, and lollipops either, because there's real life out there that we need to talk about. Thank you everyone for listening today. So happy that you're here and listening. The show's success is because of you. And some of you said, well, no, it's because of you and your topics. No, it's not. I can come on here and talk about anything. But if you all never showed up, we wouldn't have had a show this long. So I'm just so full of gratitude today. Somebody asked me some questions about who's my favorite special guest out of all the people that I've had on the show. Well, there's been a lot of special guests. Some I'm glad I had on. Others I wish I could turn back time and not have on. But almost all the shows I thoroughly enjoyed. I really did. So I'm not going to give my favorite, because I think that's unfair. We've had a lot of different people on the show in the time that we've been on the air. And for the most part, I've enjoyed all of them. Some of the people that we've had on routine, it's been a really wonderful experience. Others more so than others. The show has, you know, with having special guests on frequently, if someone asks who my least favorite, I'm not going to answer that question either. any show I wish I hadn't have done. Yeah, there was a few that were kind of boring that I thought, gosh, that person interviewed so well, but on the air they were such a colossal bore. One thing I learned about some of the people I've had on my show, and it's been a hard, heartbreaking lesson, is most of the people I had on my show were not my friends. These people were professional acquaintances. That's the hard part when you think they're, you know, when you're told that you're their friend, but it's really not that way. You know, you're giving someone, a lot of people, a tremendous platform. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I've enjoyed having on most of the special guests. It's like I said, it's been a learning experience for me as far as who my friends are versus who's probably being nice to me just to come on my show and sell tickets or sell books or, you know, the show has launched very successful careers, I'll have to say. You know, we've had a lot of people on the show that no one else said yes to. And I'm very proud of all the careers this show has helped improve and in some cases launch. Very proud of that. But yes, learning friends versus professional acquaintances, that's a hard lesson. And I have to tell you that probably did contribute to some of the reason why I decided to end the show, I have to say, if to be very honest. People are going to ask me who I'm not talking about anybody in particular. It's just been a beautiful show. The show has showed me who my true friends are and who they're not, you know, and that's that. So we're going to say that. That's just a big, big hug and kiss to all of our wonderful special guests. And I have enjoyed all of you, you know, those of you that have gifted me with your time. We don't pay our guests, which I remember somebody had asked, oh, I'll do your show for $2,500. Are you paying me $2,500? I'm certainly not going to pay you. So you learn a lot when you do a show like this. And I'm just so grateful that we're ending on such a high note, you know, that we can say we can walk away now because we've been so successful. The show has broken records. Blog Talk has shared some of the records and some of the things that we've broken. So just very happy, very, very pleased with the success of this show. But the big success of the show is because of you, is because of our listeners. It's because of you that have shared the posts on Facebook, that have called up your friends and family members and said, oh, my God, I just listened to this clown called Christopher, and you got to check out his stuff. He is two kinds of crazy. And then all of a sudden I have half of your family listening to me and coworkers and other things, which is a wonderful experience too. So let's talk about our new show on YouTube and our brand new show. I'm not too focused on a name for the show. I'm not too focused on commercializing that. We'll do that at some point, I'm sure, but that's just not a priority at the moment. Our very first video on YouTube will be uploaded on Friday, September 27th. So what's that? That's like 2 weeks from today. Holy moly. 2 weeks from today, every Friday, I will be uploading a new video to my YouTube channel. So this will give a lot of people something to do on Friday, something to do over the weekends. You know, some of my favorite podcasts are, they upload a new video on Friday. And I can't wait for that new video because I'm like, oh, yes, I know what I'm doing this weekend, Friday Night Entertainment, you know. So that's what we're going to do. The only thing different between the new YouTube show and Conversations with Christopher is all the topics will be 100% voted by the listeners. Whenever I do a video, it will be voted on by you. Somebody asked if I'm going to have special guests on my YouTube show, if I'm going to have special guests on my YouTube show like I've had special guests on Conversations with Christopher. Probably not. I'm bored of interviewing people. You know, I have plenty of content myself. I don't have to bring everybody and their mama on my show. I have got plenty of content that I can deliver myself. After having so many special guests, no, I'm not going to say that I'm never going to have a special guest on, but I'm telling you, it's certainly nothing that I'm even remotely interested in thinking about at this stage. But we could put that on the back burner for later. Got a dry throat today, friends. I'm going to take a quick sip of water. And hello from Cleo, our little duck. And if you don't know who Cleo is, you can go on my Creanny Facebook page under the videos, because she made an appearance last time and you all fell in love with her. I had to really shut it down, though, when one of you wanted to create a Facebook fan page for Cleo. Yeah, we had to kind of shut that down. That was really kind of weird. Funny, but weird. I want to talk to you about Patreon. This is a really great, exciting opportunity and a partnership that I'm very, very proud of. Patreon is a subscriber base, and they really, really focus on delivering the goods to the biggest fans, to the biggest supporters. This is going to be entirely interactive, and it's going to be so incredibly fun. So we will be talking more about the Patreon subscriber benefits shortly after we launch the show. There will be monthly subscriptions available. I don't think it's going to be like maybe $5 or $10, maybe not even that. And that money will be used so that we can put more effects into our videos. We can put more, make a bit more quality videos for you. And Patreon subscribers will have access to the full video, because if you don't subscribe, then you will only have access to the first few minutes of the video. So this is going to be a subscriber show, which I'm very excited about. This is really going to be for the diehard Team Christopher members. There's going to be plenty of contests, plenty of private groups, plenty of fun. So we just cannot wait. I have to send a special birthday greeting to my dear friend, Fran Smith, who I have to get a book out to her. Fran, if you're listening, happy birthday. Happy birthday, sweet friend. Happy birthday. I love you. Okay, happy birthday. I think she's 86 years young today. If I'm wrong, she'll kill me tomorrow. She is a breath of fresh air. I love that woman. And she's been such an incredible supporter. And it wasn't too long after her dog passed away that our Shiner passed away. So we love her. We send her a lot of luck. I have a book here. I have a gift for her that I've had for 2 years. I need to send it. I really need to get on top of this. So I'm going to tell you something special for the people listening today. This show will be archived, but the people listening today, this is a special offer just for those of you listening. We are offering a buy one, get one free phone readings and buy one, get one free email readings. You can't use gift certificates or any discounts toward them, but buy one, get one. That is a discount. That's a huge discount. So that applies to all the email readings, all the phone readings. This is not going to be published on Facebook. This is not going to be published on my website. This is just for you. So if you want to take part in the buy one, get one free email readings or buy one, get one free phone readings, you need to please send me a message on Facebook or go to my website and fill out the contact us form. And that's what we will do because we only have a certain number of these, and they're only for the listeners. They're only for the supporters like you who have kept us on the air for this long. I wanted to do something really special today, and I think that this is incredibly special because we haven't offered a buy one, get one free in quite a few years. So to take advantage of that, please send me a message on Facebook, on Twitter. You can go to my website and contact us, or you can send a text message or call us at 727-688-6084, and we can send you a PayPal invoice. So that's good news there. Some more questions. Are we doing okay? We're doing pretty good. We've got about 10 minutes left. From Allie on Twitter. I'm going to answer this because it's so dumb. I know why you're asking this. Allie on Twitter wants to know if I will be inviting Shirley MacLaine on my YouTube show. No. And I know why you're asking that, because years ago, I was supposed to interview her. I was supposed to interview Shirley, and I called 2 minutes late. I was 2 minutes late, and you would have thought that it was the worst thing that happened in her whole world, that her world was coming down. And she proceeded to tell me how many Academy Awards, do you know who I am? And we went through all of her Academy Award wins, which she certainly had more nominations than wins, but I didn't bring that up. She was just so awful. And then she went on to talk about it on social media. So that's how everybody found out about it, because she told people. So, no, I think she's a wonderful, wonderful actress. And that's that. Another question, Jim on Twitter, Christopher, do you believe in John of God in Brazil? No, I think he's the biggest fraud that ever hit the big time. And all the women that are accusing him of rape, I don't know how that's going, but they're not all lying. I think he's the biggest fraud ever. I just have no faith in him. I've never liked him. I know some people think he is a healer. He is the best thing ever. Fine. You asking me what I think? I don't like him. I think he's just a phony baloney. And now I know that people will post that I said this and that I hate him. Fine. I'm answering the question. No, I don't like him. I've never cared for him. I know some of you do. That's fine. I don't.
One of the things when we launch this show. We're going to, let me see on, yes, okay, some more questions on Twitter. We'll try to get to those in a few minutes. We have time. We're running out of time, really.
One of the things when I started working on doing this new show, I wanted to take all of the conversations with Christopher, you know, all of our big mission statement from Conversations with Christopher, and bring that to our new show. You know, the only thing different, like I said, is I'm going to be on video, so you'll be able to see me talking to you. And some of the Patreon subscribers, we're going to do private meet and greets and private online hangouts and really a lot of special things that we're going to do with our subscribers. So there'll be plenty of benefits for the small $5 a month subscription fee through Patreon. And I've already had some of you that are wanting the link to sign up to subscribe. We'll have that ready next week. And I'm very, very happy by some of you are so eager to get this going. So we will do that. September 27th is our launch date on YouTube. Videos will not be live. I like to take my time. You know, sometimes some of the live videos, I lose my place, or if I lose my place on a pre-recorded video, I can go back and edit it. The quality of these videos is going to be severe. I mean, these are going to be very, very good quality videos where you will be able to learn more about your spirituality. And like I said, it's not just going to be about love, light, and lollipops. We're going to talk about real life and things in the real world too, you know, because there's a lot of things that we need to talk about. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to get to do this other show. I didn't want to leave you all without a show. So when I first started thinking about ending Conversations with Christopher, I immediately started looking at other avenues, you know, because I didn't want to announce, well, the show's over and there's not going to be another one, because some of you were very upset. One of you called me and we had a little bit of a cry together. But this is a good ending. I'm a firm believer that goodbyes should be celebrated. It's okay to cry, you know, because it is kind of the end of an era, but the beginning of an even better one is on the horizon for us. I can bring my message to so many more people on YouTube than here on Blog Talk. And I started doing videos a couple of years ago, and I have gotten a bit more comfortable with doing those, as some of you have said, you know. So I think it's just time to do something different, you know, something better, something greater. And when I first announced this, you know, most of you were on board. And as we have talked about it, you know, more since then, so many of you are really ready for this launch on September 27th. We are ready. We are so ready. In fact, next week, we're going to open up the polls to do voting for the first topic for my first video. So the voting for that will take place next week. And I just can't wait. Artistically, this show is going to be just about greater than anything, you know, because I will have much more control over the topics, over a lot of things. You know, Blog Talk didn't like it when I had certain special guests on. You know, they didn't like it when I'm not going to mention names, but they didn't like it when I had a particular guest on, because they felt that that brought down the show, that that brought down the numbers, and it did. It clearly did. Most of the times I had special guests on my show, our numbers colossally went down. Not always, but my solo shows always had better ratings than any of my special guest appearances ever. True story. In our final minute, just reminding you, those of you that want to take advantage of our special buy one, get one free email reading special or buy one, get one free phone reading special, this is only available for the next 24 hours. So those of you that are listening to this archive years, months, weeks later, I love you, but you're shit out of luck. This is only good for the next 24 hours. If I have to do the math, this offer expires Saturday, September 14th at midnight. Okay, that's what we'll do. And this is only for our subscribers here. Okay, we're not going to put this on YouTube, Facebook, or anywhere else, because these special readings are just for the big time supporters, just for the big time people like you. All right, friends, Cleo is celebrating today, too. She's celebrating our show launch on September 27th. And those of you that are not familiar with YouTube, and some of you aren't, I actually had somebody that called me and said, I have never heard of a YouTube. Fair enough. You know, there's a lot of social media, a lot of stuff, a lot of things to remember, you know. So it's all going to be good. We're in our final moments now. I want to take a brief moment of silence. We got to do this one more time before we end the show. You know, back in the day, we always opened the show with a moment of silence. And there are so many people in this world that are suffering, you know, that need our assistance, that need our guidance, that need a helping hand or even a smile. So we're going to take a moment of silence now before we wrap the show. We're going to take a brief moment of silence. If you could join me in sending love to all of our fellow brothers and sisters out there. We may not like each other, but we're brothers and sisters, so we should just act like it, you know. We're going to take a brief moment of silence, and then we'll be back for our final farewell. All right, friends, thank you so much for joining us for that brief moment of silence. It certainly feels good when we can get together and just use our healing energies for greatness, for the good. And two is better than one, right? The more the merrier. It's been an incredible journey, 15 years, almost 15 years, and this is it. Friends, September 27th is the next big thing for us. We're going to have weekly videos, so unlike the show schedule, which has gotten more inconsistent as the years have passed, every Friday a new video, what could be better than that? If you think there's something better than that, then let me know, and I'll do that too, okay? I'm an equal opportunity person. Thank you so much for joining us. Whether this is your first show or your 100th or whatever, I'm just grateful that you're here. All these shows will remain on the archive forever, so you can still enjoy them. And I hope that I will see you on September 27th on YouTube. Until next time, take care of each other. Thank you so much for the last several years on this show for your love and support. You can check me out on my website at www.reburn.org. Until next time, I love you. Good day, friend.